And 6:06, it is partly clear, 60 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a chance of some rain today and a high of 75. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. One person is dead. Six others are injured as a tornado hits the Ottawa County town of Quapaw. The twister struck just before 6 last night, knocking out a tire store, a bank, a fire station, an apartment complex, and a church. Now, this woman was inside the church.
And I said, tornado. And just about that time, everything was hitting.
Audio from KJRH Channel 2. The twister tracked northeast into Baxter Springs and Galena, Kansas, before heading into Carl Junction, Missouri, just to the northwest of Joplin. Springtime in Oklahoma. As we learned yesterday, it always means severe weather. Oklahoma Insurance Commissioner John Doak says you should make sure that your homeowner's insurance policy is up to date.
Take the time to sit down with your licensed agent or broker and go through and talk to them about your coverages and about the different nuances of the coverages. Do you have actual cash value? Do you have replacement cost?
No severe weather is anticipated today in Oklahoma. The FAA is investigating the crash of a small plane between Bartlesville and Nowata. Three people have been injured in the crash of a small aircraft in Nowata County. Sheriff's deputies say that crash was reported just before 1:30 yesterday afternoon. Well, Mayor Bartlett will go before the Tulsa City Council on Thursday. He will present his new city budget. Times are tight at City Hall, and the mayor says this new budget is still being tweaked.
The budget that is going to be proposed and presented is still in transition.
After he presents the budget to the City Council, the Council will have until the end of June to modify the spending plan. The new budget must be in place by the start of the fiscal year, which begins on July 1st. Two death row inmates who sued the Oklahoma Department of Corrections over the secrecy surrounding its execution protocol are scheduled to die this week in Oklahoma's first double execution since 1937. Clayton Lockett and Charles Warner, set to die tomorrow, sued the state back in February after a lengthy battle that took the case to four different courts. The Oklahoma Supreme Court ruled Wednesday of last week that the Oklahoma County District Court had erred in siding with the inmates. A new study from Scotland shows that despite fears of a biodiversity crisis, there has not been a consistent drop in the number of species found around the world. Instead, the species are moving and adapting to life at different locations. University of Tulsa professor Charles Brown has reviewed the report, and he says some of that movement is accidental.
You know, rats that get introduced to islands, not on purpose, but, you know, when ships dock there, then the rats crawl off the ships, and then they become a real problem for many of the native species that live on islands.
However, he also says climate change and other man-made ecological transitions have species relocating as well. A team from St. Andrews University in Scotland studied everything from trees, birds, mammals, and fish. Our weather forecast, mostly sunny today with just a slight chance of rain, a high of 75, partly clear tonight, down to 48 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, there is a 20% chance of rain. It will be cooler. We'll have a high of 63. On Wednesday, sunny and a high of 62. National Weather Service radar this morning is all clear. Now, at 6:10, it is partly clear in Tulsa, and we have 60 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.